I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the promise of Kaya Sutha. In 1962, when construction of the Kinzu Dam was well underway, John Franson, a spokesperson for the Allegheny National Forest, declared that tourism was a skyrocketing frontier. According to Wikipedia, the main purpose of the Kinzu Dam was flood control of the Allegheny watershed, an area twice the size of Rhode Island. The obvious side benefits of hydroelectric power and the new recreational bonanza were just the icing on the cake. With the completion of the dam project in 1965, the impending growth in tourism could not come soon enough for Kane residents and businesses who were a mere 9 miles south of the reservoir. Foremost was the regrading and rerouting of the old Kinzu Road into present-day 321 North. While the Kinzu Road was officially closed to traffic in 1963, the sole northbound route was accessible to Hilltoppers until construction on the new Kinzu Road began in June of 1970. In 1967, when the reservoir water levels reached capacity, the Kaya Sutha Recreation Area opened for outdoor enthusiasts. Northbound access to Kaya Sutha from the hilltop remained dodgy, with many drivers detouring to Ludlow and then crossing over Gibbs Hill. Poor signage befuddled out-of-town tourists who towed their boats and camping trailers, weaving down Easton Street to Kinzu Avenue to get to Kaya Sutha. Meanwhile, new businesses like Graybill's and Bob's Trading Post sprung up to support boating, camping, and fishing needs, serving a little ice cream on the side. For a period, a large black bear frequented Bob's to get a smackerel of ice cream, drawing crowds of excited tourists who drew perilously close to the Bruin. In 1967, a 250,000 largemouth bass fingerlings were released from a tanker airplane into reservoir waters, with the largest drops happening in the Casey Bridge and Sugar Run areas. The Joint Army Corps Forest Service operation was known as the Big Splash. With the native trout, walleye, northern pike, and muskie populations, Kinzu became a fisherman's paradise. The Kane Republican, which was delivered free of charge to campers at Redbridge and Kaya Sutha, was full of photos of husky muskies and other prized catches. In 1970, the old Kinzu Road was closed completely, and for more than a year, the Ludlow and Gibbs Hill detour was the only option for hilltoppers to get to Kaya Sutha. When a new and improved Route 321 North opened in 1971, the wonder and promise of the reservoir was finally on display. A trip to Kaya Sutha was an easy bike ride for a kid from Kane. Improved access to the Kinzu Reservoir also drove increased traffic to the spectacular views at Jake's Rocks and the renovated Rimrock. Casey Bridge, spanning the reservoir on Route 59, and the new Red Bridge also opened the region to Warren and Bradford residents. Many Kane families found that the added appeal of ready access to boating, fishing, and camping was hard to resist, and watercraft and RV sales soared. The tourism boom was touted as an industry without a smokestack. The Kinzu Dam project was many years in the making. According to Wikipedia, in 1936, a major flood struck the Pittsburgh metropolitan area and caused widespread damage. This prompted Congress to pass the Flood Control Acts of 1936 and 1938, authorizing the construction of a dam on the Allegheny River. Construction of the dam sparked major controversy with the condemning of 10,000 acres, which had been previously granted to the Seneca Nation in a Treaty of Canandaigua signed by President Washington. According to Wikipedia, in 1961, citing the immediate need for flood control, President John F. Kennedy denied a request by the Seneca to halt construction. Today, the many walks to the beach from the Kaya Sutha campground, toasty fires, quiet stillness at night that carried voices across the water, and the wafting smells of boat fuel and deep green lake water are among the most treasured memories of my youth. The Allegheny National Forest is truly the land of many uses. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.